have never, ever been in a ball pit before.
What?
Never been in the ball pit?
Nah, never.
You gotta go.
Now, I've seen him, but I've never been in one.
You know, I remember these ball pits, like kids threw up in them.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so let's see.
Okay, this is a good one. Share three things on your bucket list.
First one is to go skydiving.
I want to go skydiving.
Have you ever had those dreams where you're just like floating and, you know, you're flying and everything? Scuba diving is just exactly that.
Don't you get afraid of drowning or being underwater, or getting attacked by an octopus or any of those things?
I want to learn curling.
What is it?
Like that Winter Olympic sport.
Oh, all right, where you slide the
yeah,
thing.
And then it's like bowling and sweeping.
Find one thing you have in common. Do you play sports?
Not currently.
I play soccer, so.
Soccer?
Yeah. All right.
Actually, I play the drums. Do you play any instruments?
I quit everything I ever tried.
All right.
Actually, fun fact, these aren't real teeth. Yeah.
I have a flipper tooth.
Really?
Ah! Oh, my God. No. I can't. Wait.
What?
My front tooth.
Oh, my gosh.
You don't even understand. I swear to God, I feel like someone planted us here for this reason.
Destiny.
Describe the first time you fell in love.
Oh, I think it was kindergarten. I don't remember his name, but he was beautiful.
I was in the Navy.
You were in the Navy?
And my husband was in the Navy. Long story short, before he ever kissed me or we were ever really together, he told me he loved me. 24 years later, we're more in love and we're better friends than even from the very beginning.
That's true love in its finest. Yeah. Talk about someone who inspires you.
Is it all right to talk about somebody that's a religious character?
Yeah, why not? Uh-huh. This is our ball pit. We can talk about whoever we want, right?
Jesus.
All right.
Just my peers. They're all creative in their own ways and have their own realities and own lessons. I just grow from everybody else's as well as my own. Martin Luther King, I think, because the fact that we're sitting in this box together is a big deal, you know?
Exactly. You know who inspires me, believe it or not, is my daughter. She is everything I ever wanted to be.
All right. Talk about the experience that changed your life. Oh, that's a good one. After my wife decided that it was time that we split, I started to have a different perspective on life. I saw women differently. I saw relationships differently. I think I became more appreciative of women.
How old did you say you are? 20?
Yeah.
Okay. At the age of 21, I was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis. And it pulled the rug out from all my plans. It really changes the way you look at things.
Mm-hmm. My grandmother has it.
Okay. Who does?
My grandmother.
There's our common.
We found the common. That's why we're still here. We found the common.
Oh, create a secret handshake. Ooh. Okay.
Okay, yes. But nothing was spit.
Okay, so that.
I need both hands.
Okay.
So this.
And then whoever gets on the top makes a flag.
Oh, now I forgot what it is.
And then, like, maybe a little twitch in the middle.
One, two. High ten. All right, we did it. Awesome. I actually had a lot of fun. I was a little bit nervous, because normally you don't hang out with strangers in ball pits. I got to learn some pretty cool things about you.
It was really nice to meet you.
You too.
I hope I'll see you again.
Okay. I love it. I'm really impressed by you. I was worried that I would start talking to you like a mom. I don't know if I did.
No. Nah, you didn't. Trust me. You did good.